Now it's Beyond Witchcraft. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Christine O'Donnell, Delaware's Tea Party sensation, now has problems beyond those old Bill Maher tapes from 11 years ago claiming she was once a witch.
Because I dabbled into witchcraft, I hung around people who were doing these things.
Having fun.
I'm not making this stuff up.
But the latest charge is that when it came to her Senate campaign accounts, she made a lot of stuff up.
She wants to just say she's a political novice, but we have the same rules for all federal candidates, and that's you can't use your campaign coffers as your personal piggy bank.
Melanie Sloan of Citizens for Responsibility and Ethics in Washington, same group that went after Democratic Congressman Charles Rangel, among others. The group posted records showing that Christine O'Donnell's campaign expenses included a bowling alley, rent on her home, and purchases at Papa's Pastry Shop, Trader Joe's, the Alexandria Fish Market, and numerous gas stations. They allege that she had to raid her campaign fund because she was broke, and they want a thorough investigation. But like the witchcraft charge, this too could backfire come Election Day, because if she's having trouble making ends meet, she's like millions of other Americans who just roll their eyes when they hear that the recession is, quote, over. In fact, I bet Christine O'Donnell turns these charges upside down. Here's someone who is broke, but instead of going on welfare, instead of running to the government, she starts a Senate campaign and raises the money herself. Unscrupulous accounting or merely an irrepressible entrepreneurial spirit? Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.